This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Early this morning, Congress confirmed Joe Biden the winner of the November presidential election.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
That's Vice President Pence in his capacity as President of the Senate, announcing the electoral vote results early this morning. Also this morning, President Trump is promising there will be a peaceful transition of power on January 20th. Congress worked through the night after a violent mob loyal to President Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol building yesterday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
From one side of the Capitol,
the House will be in order.
To the other, where Vice President Mike Pence presided over the Senate, there was a message to the rioters.
You did not win. Violence never wins.
We will not be kept out of this chamber by thugs, mobs,
rioters, and insurrectionists.
President Trump had encouraged backers to march on the Capitol, where lawmakers were formalizing his electoral defeat. The president later appeared to excuse the violence, tweeting, "Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever." Twitter deleted the message. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Four people died in the violence yesterday, including a woman shot by Capitol Police. Three others suffered medical problems. So how was this able to happen? Lawmakers are vowing an investigation into how the protesters were able to overwhelm Capitol Police. Meanwhile, several countries are issuing travel warnings to their citizens about coming to the U.S. The countries are both friends and adversaries of the United States. This is AP News. A state lawmaker was with the protesters who stormed the Capitol building yesterday. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
A West Virginia lawmaker was among the supporters of President Trump who stormed the U.S. Capitol, and he took video along the way, which was publicly posted. Republican delegate Derek Evans of West Virginia posted video of himself wearing a helmet, clamoring at a Capitol door to breach the building. Then he said, "We're in. Keep it moving, baby." Once inside, Delegate Evans could be seen milling around the Capitol Rotunda, although telling others not to vandalize the historic paintings. The Speaker of the West Virginia State House of Delegates says Evans will need to explain his involvement. But Evans, on his Facebook page, dubbed Derek the Activist, claims that he was only there to film history, using the hashtag #StopTheSteal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.